It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Laura Schmidt with a seeding update.
Seeding is progressing around various rains and recent hailstorms. Rain showers have been fairly consistent across the province to start off this spring. Geomagnetic storms from May 10th to 13th brought stunning auroras to the sky, but also caused some interruptions for GPS signals, halting seeding progress in some fields. Soybean seeding is underway with an expected increase in acres this year. Field peas are emerging to scaly stages across the province, with some seeding still ongoing this week. Post-emergent weed control applications will likely begin shortly for that crop. Dry bean seeding has begun with good soil moisture and temperature conditions. Dry bean acres are also expected to increase this year.
What are some seeding tips for dry beans?
Plant dry beans from late May to early June once soils have warmed to 15 degrees or more. Plant at a depth of an inch to an inch and a half, placing those seeds into moisture. Target plant populations vary with market class, seed size, and in some cases also with row width. So we outline recommended plant stands for each market class in this week's newsletter. Dry beans are particularly susceptible to damage from seed handling, so whether you're cleaning seed, treating seed, or running it through equipment. And one test you can do at home is a soak test to determine if that seed coat has been cracked or damaged. And you can use this to adjust your seeding rates before planting and account for some of that. In this week's Bean Report newsletter, we also dive further in depth on the impact of different row spacings and seeding rates for dry beans on things like yield, white mold disease pressure, and lowest pod heights. Results do indicate that there is a yield advantage to those narrower row spacings of 15 inches or less for pintos and navy beans, and we dive into that more. Weed management can also be a challenge for dry beans. They're fairly poor competitors with limited in-crop herbicide options. So we want to start by planting into clean fields with low weed pressure and limited perennial weeds, and aim to keep that crop weed-free until V6, roughly 6 weeks after planting. Use a pre-plant incorporated herbicide and scout your fields pretty early after emergence. So you can find more information on these dry bean seeding topics in this week's Bean Report, available at manitobapulse.ca.
Peas are starting to emerge. Any tips on accurately staging pea crops?
Identifying pea growth stages will help avoid herbicide injury. Some tips would be that pea plants always have two scale leaf nodes at the base of the plant, and those might be above or below ground, and they're not counted when we're staging pea crops. But from there, you can start counting true leaf nodes above those scale nodes, and those true nodes are counted once those clam leaves fully open up. And if you're at all unsure, err on the side of caution to avoid injury. Most herbicides should only be applied up to the 6 true node stage. And you can read more about these topics and others in the Bean Report newsletter. Visit manitobapulse.ca to read the full Bean Report and to find information on growing soybean and pulse crops in Manitoba.
Thanks, Laura. Laura Schmidt is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers.